After 29 years, the last video store in St. Johnsbury is closing shop. Video King once had several locations around the state, and now its last location in Vermont is selling off its inventory and closing. Erica Heilman went to talk with owner Don LaRue about the store in its heyday and its imminent last day.
A lot of my diehards are the older generation that have passed away. I had some every Friday pick up a movie, and they would watch it. They'd come back on Sunday, return on Sunday. He passed away. And there's been several really, really good ones. But that's the clientele. It's your older generation that is dying off.
One of Dawn's best customers died of COPD. Another guy, one of her most regular Friday night renters, had cancer. His girlfriend came in to tell Dawn he'd passed away. People aren't using video stores like they used to. And after 22 years, Dawn's calling it quits. But it wasn't always like this. It used to be everyone met up at the local video store, vying for the latest release, hoarding CD jackets. It was like a sport.
Oh, man, we had lines. Two people running at night, lines backed up, getting the hottest movie that just came out. Didn't matter back then. It could be VHSs, you know? And we had lines. They just keep on going.
Video King is a huge place, 2,800 square feet and 16,000 movies, less now that she's selling them off. When I was there, Freaky Friday was playing on the store TV. Nobody was there. But then a couple guys came in and started looking around. Dawn and I went back to the cash register, and after about a half hour of intense searching, Robert Martin came up to the register with Dino Croc versus Super Gator, which is pretty much a jackpot find. What are you buying?
Dino Croc versus Super Gator. And what you gonna do when Gator wants hold on you?
So I take it you've watched it before.
Yes, I have. And it's amazing.
I like your movie choice.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. I don't think that anyone else was going to buy that today.
I think so.
Just $11.65 for you, please.
The gentleman that was just here, I've never seen him in here to rent. And he asked me, why are you closing? I thought you were doing good. I said, no. And he goes, well, you've got Hulu and you've got Redbox and you've got Netflix. I said, there's your answer. Why did you ask why?
She's right. We all know why. You can stream everything online. But if you don't go to the video store, you'll probably never think to watch Freaky Friday again, which you will if you see it in the store. And you also won't see Dawn's collection of clocks, angel figurines, knives, and incense all for sale. And you won't run into anyone you know. I asked Dawn what she thought closing day was going to be like after 22 years.
Probably what I'll do is the same thing that Anthony did, who owned it before me. Put the open sign in your door, in your car, and get in the driver's seat. Your doors are locked for the business, and you drive away, and you have tears. That's probably what it'll be, because it is sad.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.